Jeff Angelo is indeed the program. As more and more states legalize weed around Iowa, you know that I have also come on this show and said that I'm in favor of legalizing weed in Iowa. It is not going to happen under this governor. She's against it. Many Republican legislators are against it, but I continue to be an advocate for it. And then there are many of you then that voice your concerns over what I believe, and I appreciate you for doing that. One of the things you always say is, what about people being high on the job? And certainly in states that have legalized it, it is an issue. Let's talk this over with an outspoken advocate for the marijuana industry and the host of Weed and Whiskey TV, Jerry J-Man Joyner, is on the Davidson Family Dentistry Newsmaker line with me. Hey, J-Man, how are you, my friend?
Jeff, if I was doing any better, I'd need a twin brother.
I hear you. So let's talk about this, J-Man. Like, what is it a real problem in states now that have legalized it, where you got employees that are high on the job?
Yeah, you know, I'm a plain talker and a straight shooter. Here's my two grams on that question right there. Should we be worried about people being high at work? Yeah, we should be worried about people being high on marijuana, high on booze, high on prescription drugs, okay? But what does high even mean? When we think of that, we think of somebody smoking a bong or smoking a joint, not taking a nip off a flask or an opioid. And those problems are just as prevalent as the marijuana is becoming, even though more and more people are using marijuana.
And this is the thing, J-Man, our employers, using your example, that sometimes people do come to the job and they're not 100%, are employers just going to shrug their shoulders at times and say, look, sometimes this happens. Is my guy getting the job done?
Yeah, you know, I think everyone would agree that a regulated position, Jeff, airplane pilots, truck drivers, heavy equipment operators, they should be held to a higher standard, okay? But just because somebody might smoke a joint or, more probably, doing a gummy. So many people are doing these gummies now, you know? Employers are struggling to fill positions. Pew Research Survey a few weeks ago said 88% of Americans think that cannabis should be legal for adult use. So, as you said, there are more and more states, 23 states, it's recreationally legal. You've got medically, it's legal in 38 states. So there's a lot of consumption of marijuana, which creates a problem if you're drug testing people.
So, J-Man, why do you think, I mean, it is absolutely popular that we've got a survey now that says 1 in 6 American adults say they smoke marijuana, which is a share that's actually eclipsed the number of cigarette smokers. And you were bringing up the gummies, which a lot of my friends talk about. Why are people using it? I mean, what bottom line is causing people to say, yeah, I would like to have access to marijuana during the day?
You know, it's interesting. A lot of research is showing that in our younger generation, they are turning to alcohol less. They're drinking less booze. They're drinking less beer. They're embracing these gummies, like these Buck-A-Buzz gummies. They got them everywhere here in Texas. You just go to a convenience store. $5, 5 gummies, you know. It's a low-cost way of getting a little buzz, a little lift. They've got these seltzer drinks now. And the young people are embracing these. Employers are struggling to fill positions. Whether you're a major corporation or a small mom and pop. Most people don't know. Microsoft, IBM, Kroger, Target, Trader Joe's, they've removed testing for cannabis as a reason for employment. In other words, if you tested positive for marijuana, they'll still give you a job. The FBI used that you could never smoke marijuana. Then you could have only smoked it in the last 5 years. Now, in 2021, they changed it into the last year. CIA only requires you haven't smoked any pot in the last 30 days to become an applicant. Okay, that's our government's intelligence agency and our highest Department of Justice law enforcement. They're having to accept that so many people are now using this plant-based medicine for both wellness and for recreation.
Well, and you know, J-Man, as I said early in the interview, I'm an advocate for legalizing it in Iowa. And then that I get opposition back to me from the listeners, and that's cool. That's what the show is all about. But I'm thinking of the listeners hearing what you're saying and talking about a buzzed America and just thinking that's a bad thing. Is it a bad thing?
You know, with 88% of the American people thinking it should be legal, I think it's only those 12% that are left, Jeff, that thinking it's a bad thing. You know, I've been using cannabis for 49 and a half years, almost a half a century. I'm a highly productive individual. My wife and I own a company. We put artwork in hospitals all over the country. You know, we're very blessed with that. But I smoke pot every day. Now, I'm smoking less because I've gotten older, and I'm starting to do these gummies because it helps my lungs out a little bit and everything. But I always thought I was doing it to get high for so long, and then research has showed us, white papers have showed us, there's so many benefits because every human has an endocannabinoid system, okay? That's a big word for old J-Man here. But what that means is your body regulates THC and CBD, and that's why it affects everybody a little bit different. You know, I can intake more than somebody else, but more and more people are wanting to try this as an alternative to opioids. My mother-in-law takes a gummy at night instead of a hydrocodone, okay? That's a hard word for me to say there, too. And it's not because I smoke pot. It's just a big word. But isn't that better that she's doing a half of one of these gummies than taking an opioid? I think so. That's my opinion.
That is Jerry J-Man Joyner, and that is a little bit of a talk about the effects of more and more people using marijuana in this country. Of course, you can tell J-Man's an outspoken advocate for the industry. He's also the host of Weed and Whiskey TV. J-Man, thanks very much for joining me today.